On Racing HQ, Racing HQ, Racing HQ, here's On The Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara, Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front, Chicago Bull goes to second, but it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
28 to 11, we've got harness racing again, plenty of it as well with Greg Hayes. Morning, Greg.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Big show today, of course, Victoria Cup was run on Saturday night and it was taken out by the New South Wales trained Tiger Tara. A bit of a turnaround in form. He did put the writing on the wall at Menangle Saturday week ago when he charged home from the tail of the field to run second. His stablemate Major Dan won that race, and Village Witch, who is low flying at the moment, finished third. And the form out of that race has been super because Tiger Tara's come out and won the Victoria Cup. Village Witch has come out and performed well. She won again on Saturday night. So this morning on the show, we're going to try and catch up with Kevin Pizzuto. Kev has lost his voice, and we'll talk to him a little bit about that this morning. He sounds more like a 14-year-old boy than a trainer, but we'll see if we can catch up with Kev this morning. Also today, I want to speak with Blake Fitzpatrick. Now, Blake Fitzpatrick just won everything at the Trotters Association Awards night on Friday evening. He won Best Trainer, he won Best Driver, he won the Lucky Door Prize, he won the raffle prize. It was just a night of nights for Blake, so I thought we'd catch up with him this morning. Also want to speak with Josh Aiken, and a lot of people would have noticed that Josh is back in Sydney doing some driving for Shane Tritton for the time being. Want to find out what his plans are. There is some talk going around that he's going to link up with an American trainer who's, well, an Australian who has been in America and is coming back to Australia. So we'll talk to Josh about that. And he also drove one for Shane Tritton in the Victoria Cup, for Shane and Lauren Tritton on Saturday night. My Alpha Rock was really, really good. So we'll see if we can speak with Josh this morning. And I want to talk with Ash Hart. And the reason for speaking with Ash is that she picked up a treble at Newcastle on Saturday night. Obviously, with the Craig Cross team, Luke was in Victoria driving MacDoro at Melton in the Victoria Cup. So they needed John to do a lot of the driving in Sydney, and therefore they needed a driver to drive at Newcastle. And Ash Hart picked up the majority of the drives. I think she had four on the night. She won three. So she's doing a fantastic job. She's made a great start to the season. And she's only had a limited number of opportunities. So I think she's had the 17 drives for 5 wins in the season. So we'll speak with Ash this morning on the show. If you missed it on Saturday night, the Victoria Cup, look, it's over the middle trip, the 2200. Since the race has gone from Moonee Valley to Melton, it is a race that has been absolutely dominated by leaders. So that is now the 10th running of the Victoria Cup since the race moved from Moonee Valley to Melton. 6 of the 10 have been won by leaders. There's been a winner sit outside the leader. I think that was our Mr. Feelgood. Mr. Feelgood. And there's been a horse that's come from behind the leader, and that's Better Strike. So 8 of the 10 have raced up on the speed. We've only seen 2 winners come from the tail of the field. And on both occasions, there was a supersonic lead time, one ridiculous lead time. They broke 42. And on Saturday night, to give you some idea, I think they went 44 and 2. So Tiger Tara, there was some talk that there would be speed from MacDoro and he would be able to cross. I actually thought MacDoro would get over, got to go Yahoo, and then MacDoro would grab hold and let Tiger Tara run to the front. Wasn't surprised when Chicago Bull went around and sat outside them. I thought that might well be the case. But in the end, Tiger Tara, he just shifted into another gear and raced away to score by 12 metres. It was a dominant display and running home in 54 seconds. As mentioned at the top of the show, I thought we'd catch up this morning with Blake Fitzpatrick. Blake is coming off a pretty good season, especially with the Square Gators. And last Friday night at the Trotters Association of New South Wales, Blake was, you could excuse him for having sore knees. He was up and down so many times in the night accepting awards. He's also the president of the association, and Blake Fitzpatrick's joining me to have a chat. Morning, Blake.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, great turnout for the Trotters last Friday night at Penrith. You're announced as the leading trainer and driver in the state for the Square Gator. Both good titles to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Had another terrific season, Greg. And like you said, it was a really good attendance last Friday night. We had over 100 people there, which was fantastic.
I asked you on stage on the night about the makeup of your stable, and you said there's a good percentage of your stable made up by the trotter. Basically, it just happened because of this, the association a few years ago with Yabby Dam Farms, but that seems to have been the start of a larger trotting population in your stable.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. We've probably got to a point now where we're nearly a 50-50 ratio in trotters to paces here in our stable, so... Yeah, it's something that we've built up over the last probably 5 or 6 years, and we had a really good association with Pat Driscoll, and yeah, probably have to thank you for getting us involved.
Mate, as the president of the Trotters Association, how's the trotter being treated in New South Wales?
They're definitely on the improve over the last probably 4 or 5 years. Prize money's lifting. A lot more race opportunities from juveniles right through to open class trotters. So, yeah, things have definitely improved, and it's now more than worthwhile for trainers to have trotters in their stable.
Ideally, the pool of trotters in New South Wales will continue to increase because, obviously, more horses means the need for more races, more opportunities, more prize money. So the more trotters we get here in New South Wales, the more opportunities that the governing body will have to give the gate.
Yeah, absolutely. And we consistently race on a Tuesday and Saturday at Madangle. There's normally always two races on a Tuesday and sometimes between 1 and 2 on a Saturday. And hopefully within the next few years when we can build the numbers up, we can slowly move the trotters out to the country regions and have them everywhere around the state. That's the ultimate goal for the association. And Harness Racing New South Wales has got right behind them. They've put a lot of money into trotting and they've boosted the prize money for the juveniles next season as well as adding races to their calendar. So, yeah, it's all looking well, Greg.
Mate, is there any particular improvement that the association would like to see going forward? Obviously, you've spoken there about a number of improvements that that has been made recently. Is there anything more that you would like to see as president and the association would like to see?
Oh, we're just currently working with the stewards and the handicappers, really, Greg, and just trying to fine-tune them areas. And like I said, Harness Racing New South Wales have been pretty good in regards to putting prize money back into the industry. So, yeah, I think we're heading in the right path, and hopefully over the next 12 months we'll see more trotters in the state, Greg.
On the track on Saturday night, Blazing Under Fire went round in the stronger of the two trotting events, galloped early. That must have been disappointing for the stable.
Yeah, he's been racing really well. He actually paced just after the start, Greg, and threw away all chance. It's a rare mistake from him, but I'm sure he'll bounce back this week.
So what's the long-term plans with him?
He's nominated for the Inter Dominion, Greg, and he's made the cut-off. So at this stage, he's heading towards that. There's a feature race here in 2 weeks' time at Menangle, and then he'll have a freshen up, and all being well, he'll head to Victoria.
How will he cope with the series and the amount of racing that he'll have to do in that 2 week period?
He should be fine, Greg. He's a fairly relaxed customer, and the 3 runs in a week won't worry him at all. He's normally driven quiet in his races, so he'll be one horse that should cope with the series.
All right. I noticed today you have got a youngster who's going to have a run that is out of the Mare Keppel Bay. Bracken Warrior, first starter, had a couple of trials. What are your thoughts on Bracken Warrior?
I think he's probably a horse to follow, Greg. Like you said, he's a well-bred horse. Taking him a little bit of time to really switch on, but his 2 trials at Menangle probably haven't been over-impressive to the eye, but he's really come on since that last trial last week. So I think should see a good performance from him today.
And then on Saturday night, you're driving Match in Heaven for your dad. It's going to take on Major Dan and Tiger Tara, who are back from the Victoria Cup, Village Witch as well. But the preparation that Match in Heaven had last time in would suggest that he's going to be right up with the big boys in New South Wales this time in.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. He really took that next step last preparation, and Dad, he gave him a break and just setting him for the Inter Dominion. So he's had 2 trials back. They've both been really good. And I'm sure he'll improve on whatever he does Saturday night. But Dad's probably planning on giving him two or three runs before heading to Victoria.
And what about his ability to get through an Inter-Dominion series with the four runs in the 2 weeks? Is he the sort of horse that will cop that workload?
Yeah, he will, definitely, Greg. He's a similar sort of horse to Blazing Under Fire. He's always driven conservatively, and albeit it is his first shot at this series, he should be fine. He should handle it.
All right. Well, mate, thanks for joining me this week. All the best of luck going forward, and we'll keep an eye out on that first start of today.
Not a problem. Thanks, Greg.
There he is, Blake Fitzpatrick, joining us to have a chat, the president of the Trotters Association in New South Wales. It was a very good night for them last Friday night for their presentation. For their awards night, and Duncan McPherson was the guest on the show. He caught up with Duncan a couple of weeks ago on the program and had a chat to him about the Trotter. And he basically was the entertainment for the night on Friday. He sat down with me and we conducted a pretty lengthy interview about his thoughts on the future of the Trotter in not only New South Wales, but in Australia, and also what it meant for Australia going forward. It was very good to catch up with him on Friday night. But the main meal for the weekend was at Melton on Saturday night when we saw the Victoria Cup run, and it was taken out by Tiger Tara. And look, he proved he was an iron horse last year. He went from the Victoria Cup to New Zealand for the Cup and the free-for-all. Then he went to Perth for the Inter-Dominion. Since then, he's won a Miracle Mile qualifier. He was brave in a record Miracle Mile. Both horse and trainer Kevin Pizzuto enjoyed the biggest success of their career on Saturday night when Tiger Tara won the Victoria Cup and did it with ease. And Kevin Pizzuto is joining me on the show. Morning, Kev.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, sounds like you've got your voice back in the last 24 hours, which is a good thing.
Yeah, no, I had a bad chest infection, but anybody can help me
at the moment. Mate, Saturday night, that must be the highlight of your training career.
Yeah, no, definitely it was.
After the barrier draw, you must have thought he was a genuine winning chance because his last start in Sydney was good when he came from the tail of the field, but when he gets the chance to use the gate speed that he's got and find the top, he's always very hard to beat in any race.
Yeah, definitely. We've been a bit conservative with him at Menangle because they just go so hard, so we just try to nurse him so we don't kill him. And yeah, very happy.
There was a lot of discussion before the race about who would lead. Most thought Tiger Tara would find the front at some stage. Were you always confident that Tiger Tara would find the front in the race?
Yeah, no, I knew he'll find the top because he's got more speed if Todd uses him.
Yep.
And that's what the instructions were.
He raced away from them on Saturday night. He destroyed them. He won by 12 metres. Did the run take anything out of him? Is he the sort of horse that needs a day or two to recover, or does he bounce back pretty quickly?
No, he pulled up enormous, licked the bowls after the race, ate his breakfast, and then we bring him home. So he's one of the best two-on horses I've ever had.
Well, he goes around this Saturday night at Menangle, and then you get ready for New Zealand. What are the plans in New Zealand? Will it be the same as last year? You'll go in the Cup on the Tuesday and then back up in the free-for-all on the Friday?
I'm going to take Major down over for the free-for-all. His run was very good. He just got held up, and then he's a big horse. And then he has to get going again, and then he locked wheels. So I reckon he should have run a clear second in the race, but I was very happy with his run, so I'll be taking him over for the free-for-all, and Tiger Tara will just be in the main race, most probably.
Okay, so most likely just the Cup alone. You mentioned Major Dan. Gee, he was good on Saturday night. He was looking for runs. He got squeezed up right near the winning post and looked to do a good job. It's just a case of him drawing a gate because he has got that blinding gate speed. And if he drew the front row in a free-for-all at Addington, with the state of their free-for-allers at the moment, he'd be pretty hard to beat in a race like the New Zealand free-for-all, Major Dan.
No, definitely. His work into that race last week was 5 seconds better than Tiger Tara's. If he would have drew the good draw, he would have been hard to beat. So he's really coming to hand that horse.
Yeah. Just back to Tiger Tara, you served four mares with him last year. Are they close to foaling?
yeah, in the next 3 weeks they should get off.
Wow, so he'll be racing in an Inter-Dominion series, he'll be racing in New Zealand Cup, and he'll be a father, he'll have a couple of foals running around on the ground. Mate, you've done a superb job with the horse, you've timed his run to perfection, you obviously had that setback with the car accident, but great news, congratulations with the win in the Victoria Cup, and we look forward to seeing him go to New Zealand after this weekend.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Todd too as well, he's driving perfect. He's a top driver, him and Chris. He'll be like Gavin Langan later on in when they get a bit older. So they're top drivers.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, mate. All the best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much.
There he is, Kevin Pizzuto, the trainer of Tiger Tara, who won the Victoria Cup on Saturday night. Major Dan, he finished seventh in the Vic Cup, but he was looking for runs. He drew the back row, inside back row, and he never got clear. And then all of a sudden, there was half a gap there on Saturday night. And Chris Geary pushed into the spot, and he got squeezed up right on the line. But I think the distance between, say, seventh and second might have been 4 or 5 metres. There wasn't a lot between the second horse, which was the Chicago Bull, and Major Dan, who finished seventh. So Chicago Bull was beaten 12 metres and Major Dan was beaten 17.9. So there was only 5.7 between second and seventh. Ash Hart's going to join me on the show right now. The Hart family's enjoying great success with the brother and sister combination, Cam and Ash, driving plenty of winners between them. Cam enjoyed a stellar season just gone. Ash had a career night at Newcastle. She drove 3 winners. I think it's the first time she's driven a treble in her career, and Ash is joining me to have a chat. Morning, Ash.
Hi, Greg. How you going?
Really well. What a night at Newcastle on Saturday night. 3 winners driving for Craig Cross. You must have been thrilled with your night at the office.
Yeah, it was a big thrill. You sort of go to the races and hope to get one winner, but when you come away with 3, it's sort of something I didn't think I'd accomplish this soon.
Was it always the plan that you were going to go to Newcastle and be the driver for the Cross stable on Saturday night? Was that the plan from the time that the horses were nominated?
Yeah, I generally do take the Newcastle horses up, which has definitely given me a lot of opportunities.
Well, Pac-Man Hammer won the first, and he did a good job after finding the front. He didn't have too many troubles in winning?
No, he's got a lot of gate speed, which helps him out, and I got a easy first quarter, so which was good. But I had the second favourite sitting outside me, so I was lucky enough to be able to sort of run it down the back a little bit, and, yeah, he was obviously too good.
Second leg of the treble was better than best. Did you have any confidence going into that event? Because he was forced to do it pretty tough.
To be honest, I didn't really expect him to win, but then he did have a few Menangle runs under his belt, and they seem to go a lot better when they go up to Newcastle after coming from Menangle. I've driven him a couple times at Newcastle and won both times in the chair, so I was lucky to get cover for a little bit, and when they backed off I was able to go around, and yeah, he was good enough to stick on.
I'm a Kennedy too. It proved too strong for Power Surge when you won your third race of the night, and that was a good effort as well.
Yeah, she did go good. She can't do any work at the start. She's sort of just a bit sprint, and she's quite quick, and she doesn't have to do any work, and I was happy when Power Surge did go back because I thought at some stage of the race it was going to have to cut me into it. And, yeah, she was also too quick.
You've driven 5 winners for the season. You've only had the 17 drives, so it's been a great start to the season for you.
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, I have to thank Craig Cross and Luke McCarthy for have given me the opportunity to be able to go up there and drive, and now I'm starting to get a few outside opportunities as well, which has helped.
Where do you drive next?
Tonight at Newcastle.
Okay, so you're making the trip up there. Any chance of a winner at Newcastle?
No, I don't think so tonight. I've got 4 drives, but yeah, probably not, but fingers crossed.
And it's been a bit of a brother-sister duo with Cam driving plenty of winners as well. So I think the mum and dad would have to be pretty happy.
Yeah, mum and dad are definitely proud. And it's been good that we've both made the move to Sydney and we're sort of here together. And at the moment it's paying off. So hopefully we can keep going forward.
Was your mum or dad there on Saturday night to see your three winners?
Yeah, they actually were. It was funny because they hadn't been there to watch me drive a winner. They've obviously watched me on the TV, but hadn't actually been on track. So they were super excited that they could be there for the treble.
Well, congratulations on that. I know your dad's would be your biggest supporter, and he would have been as proud as punch being there on Saturday night. Congratulations with the treble. Good luck going forward.
Thank you, Greg.
There she is, Ash Hart, joining us to have a chat about those three winners at Newcastle on Saturday night. We'll endeavour to catch up with Josh. He's just not answering at the moment. If you haven't seen the field for the Kevin Newman Cup on Saturday night at Menangle, probably one of the strongest free-for-alls we've seen in a while there. It's obviously the top race of the night. It's a Group 3 race. You've got Outrageous L in one. Now, it's the first emergency for David Thorne and Jack Traynor. Pasha Cutie in two. Lurum Creek for Shane Sanderson and Cameron Hart in three. We've got Celestial Arden in four, coming back from a spell. Italian Delight. We spoke with Tim Butt on the show a couple of weeks ago about Italian Delight. It's the horse that's nominated for the Inter-Dominion Series. It's drawn barrier five with Anthony Butt to take the drive. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. Our Triple Play has drawn six. It's only had the one run back for Brad Hewitt. Joe Star of Mia, who's been super, racing through the grades. He's only an M2, but he's taking on the free-for-allers. He's drawn seven. Match in Heaven, we spoke with Blake Fitzpatrick about it. It's in eight, first up from a break. Village Witch, she is low-flying at the moment. And look, I know we're only 2 months, not even, into the new season, but some of the performances that she's put in, there's going to have to be a mare come from the clouds to beat what she's done so far already. Major Dan and Tiger Tara. So that's your field for the Kevin Newman Cup on Saturday night. And interesting that we saw the name Anthony Butt in the driver's list at Menangle on Saturday night. That's going to become a full-time thing. Anthony Butt and his partner Sonia Smith are making the trip. They're going to relocate to Sydney. Anthony has obviously been in Victoria for a number of years. He's enjoyed a great success in Victoria, and before that when he was in New Zealand driving for Tim Butt. But he's made the announcement that he will be making the full-time move to Sydney. And so he obviously is going to link up with his brother. He's also, well, Sonia is bringing up a small team of horses. I think they're taking half a barn or something like that out at Menangle. So they'll have some nice horses like Moon Rock and co. But Anthony Butt making the full-time move to Sydney. And he'll be driving on Saturday night, and he'll be driving Italian Delight in the Kevin Newman Cup. Blake mentioned Blazing Under Fire in the Trotters Mobile. Tough Monarch, who was having competed in the Group 1 Bill Collins Trotters Sprint on Saturday night and ran fifth for Ricky Alchin. It's going to back up and go around on Saturday night in the Trotters Mobile. Now, it's drawn barrier 11 with the emergency out. It'll come into barrier number 10, but it was super in an unsuitable race. Look, he's a top trotter. When he does everything right, he's right up there with the best ones in the country. And look, there's no doubt Tornado Valley sits above everything at the moment. But Tough Monarch, after enduring an awkward barrier draw, was still able to finish fifth in that race. And you would have to think that he's going to be well and truly suited in the Inter Dominion Series, which comes forward. And just having a chat with Rick Hunt the other night at the Trotters Association, who works for Ricky, he said that the reports from Ricky Alchin are great. The horse is going to be suited by the Inter Dominion Series, and they're really looking forward to having that horse compete. And he's getting better and better. He's always had a few little issues with his manners. He's always been a little bit headstrong, and he just seems to get better each and every time that he comes back after a break. And speaking with Rick about that, and he was saying, look, he's even better again this time around, so that's all important. I just want to pass on, Josh just unavailable at the moment, but the Inter-Dominion market from tab.com.au, obviously updated after the performances in the Victoria Cup the other night. Chicago Bulls, your favourite, at $5. Let It Ride is at $7. So too is Tiger Tara. Shadow Sax is at $8. Rapper's Delight, who was beaten by the Barrier Draw on Saturday night, $11. Cruz Bromac, who won the Methven Cup in New Zealand on Sunday, formerly with Kevin Pizzuto, or was with Dean Braun and then joined Kevin Pizzuto and now is with Mark and Natalie over in New Zealand. It's a $13 chance. Eamon McGuire at $13 and Star Galleria is at $14. Great to see Josh Aiken return to harness racing recently after spending some time overseas enjoying some travel. I remember interviewing Josh on In the Gig with John Tapp when Josh was just starting to get his name up in lights, and he's had a lot of success since then, and I wonder whether it was just Josh wanting a break or him wanting to see the world as the reason for him leaving Australia for as long as he did. He's in Sydney at the moment. He's working for Team Tritton. He drove in the Victoria Cup for them on Saturday night, and he's joining me on the show. Morning, Josh.
Hey, Greg. How you going?
Mate, really well. The trip overseas, a lot of young people take that gap year, and they go and see the world. And I guess in harness racing, it's difficult to get that opportunity. Was that the biggest reason for the break?
Yeah, the timing was right. Just finished my fifth year as a junior driver in Melbourne, and up until then was driving Hector JJ, and to the point where he didn't come back to the stables and I wasn't committed to a good horse, just sort of the timing just fell into place.
Where did you travel to?
So I started off in Sweden at the Elite Lock to watch Toddy and Maritime, and from there just travelled throughout Europe.
Has it changed your outlook on things? Are you a different person because of all the travel you've done?
You definitely, don't know about a different person, but you definitely get a perspective of everything, and you know, it's great to see different cultures and different parts of the world. Just opens up your eyes and broadens your horizons a little bit. You know, it was probably one of the most enjoyable 4 months that I've had, and yeah, I'm really glad I took the opportunity to do it. But you know, the break from harness racing was great. I'm really keen now to get back to it and get driving again.
Did you miss the horses while you were over there in Europe?
At the start, I did. And then through the middle stages, you know, once I sort of got used to not being around the horses, not so much. And then towards the end of the trip, I really got the itch back. And, you know, I was really, really, really looking forward to coming home. And even just driving track work and stuff was exciting when I first got back. And now the races, you know, it's like my first year driving again. I'm that keen again, and yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
You've picked up some really nice drives for the Tritton stable already. You drove my Alpha Rock in the Vic Cup. He hit the line really well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just really grateful for the opportunities I'm getting off Shane and Lauren. I was only back a couple of weeks, and they, you know, offered me work and offered me, you know, drives on horses straight away, which, you know, I know a few people would definitely be hesitant to do that, so you know, really grateful to get a chance to drive a horse like my Alpha Rock. I had to do a bit of form on him because I missed him as he's going, you know, racing at Menangle. So he feels like a really nice horse, and just to be a part of that race and, you know, driving these horses, you know, after not being back that long is really cool.
Are you going to be based in Sydney for good?
Yep. So yeah, based in Sydney now. Don't really have any intentions of going back to Melbourne. Yeah, it's a really good lifestyle up here. You sort of know where you're racing every week, and probably the big thing is just no travel. You're not travelling average of an hour and a half, you know, four times a week to race meetings.
Keep hearing that Noel Daly's coming back and that there's plans for you to go and work with Noel. Is there any truth in that?
I've had conversations with Noel, and he just asked if I was interested. So, and I said, you know, when someone like Noel Daly asks if you're interested, you definitely say that you are. So he's back at the end of November, start of December, and I plan to meet with him and have a chat just about, you know, what his plans are and what my role would be if I was to take a job.
Noticed you travelled to Maitland last Friday night. Was that a one-off, or are you going to be doing a bit of travelling if the opportunities are there and people are offering you drives?
Yeah, that was I wouldn't say it was a one-off, but yeah, that was a Indigenous invitation races there. So I said that I'd be able to go and drive, but you know, it's the same as anywhere. If there's enough drives and the trip's worth it, you're going to go. But I'm pretty keen to start driving and definitely just for as many stables as I can.
Yeah, well, it's obviously, you know, guys like Toddy and Chris Geary, all those boys, they're in the car going to Bathurst or up to Newcastle if the opportunities are there, and no doubt you're going to be in the same boat. So, mate, we wish you all the best of luck. Good to see you back in Australia. Good to see you back working with horses, and all the best.
Thanks, Hazy.
There he is, Josh Aiken. So, interesting story. You hear it quite often, you know, when kids go from, or young people go from university to a full-time job, or they finish up their schooling before they start university and they want a break. It's been a tough time of study. Well, Josh came in and started in the harness industry and basically walked into one of the leading stables in Victoria with his dad, and they had some great horses, and Josh didn't really get the chance to do any of the travel or see any of the world, and decided that after things happened in Victoria that he might take a little break, and it's good to hear that we haven't lost him to the sport, because there were also rumours going around that Josh might snatch it and say, no, I'm going to go and get a full-time job and go and live a normal life. But the good news is he's had his break and he's back, and he's looking forward to his future in the industry. Cozzy, that wraps me up for another Tuesday. I'll be back again next Tuesday from 10:30.
Good on you, Greg. We'll talk to you then. Greg Hayes, 2 past 11, Sky Sports Radio.